Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, welcome everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Well, all I got to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, is we got a show lined up here today for you that's going to be absolutely amazing, because not only have we had him on a guest before, we've had him on as a Skype guest, but now, for the first time, live in studios, he is here. It's Jonathan Brown. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
Well, I think that's a lie, isn't it? I think you were lying to us, Jonathan, aren't you?
I would never lie, Mike.
Okay, maybe you're telling little fibs.
I'm not telling any fibs.
I think you are.
I'm okay.
Because, well, you may be okay now, but okay, let's rewind that clock back. Let's go back maybe 7 hours ago. And if we was live then, I would say, how are you, Jonathan? You would say...
I'd say, Mike, my ass is hanging out the car.
Correct.
I've broken down on the M5 South,
correct. You know, it's been a day. Because Jonathan, you was came down and had some lunch down at my sister's, and you know, she's been cooking all morning for you, and you know, I had a text saying, my car is broken down. And I was like in panic mode. My daughter, bless her heart, was running around like, ah, Dad, what are we gonna do? Wow! And I was expecting to be driving to come and get you. You know, then I organised to lend my neighbour's car because they got a tow bar. My fitter that lives a few doors down the road to come and fix your car. And then, that's okay, I got RAC cover.
Yeah, we were all sorted. I got here in the end.
You got here in the end. And, you know, it is a pleasure to have you here, Jonathan. It really is. And I'm looking forward to the week ahead because I know we've got a busy schedule coming up, haven't we?
We have, Mike, yeah. Well, I'll also say it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for the hospitality. Everybody's been lovely.
It's only been a couple of hours, yeah?
Yeah.
Couple of at the end. But, yeah, I know. It's going to be an amazing few days. And see, we've got quite a full studio here.
We have, yeah.
We've actually got Anne Sapphire in the studio.
Hi, Anne.
Hiya.
She's quiet. Hi, Anne!
Hello.
Okay, she's still quiet. Now, we've got Anne Sapphire in the studio, which Anne has been a guest here on Mike Spirit FM. And she's been an amazing guest. She really has. And we've got Richard. Richard's here. He's my plumber.
Yeah.
He's my plumber. I like Richard. And we've got my sister.
Yay.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, we've got my sister in the studio, which is nice because she makes lots of tea.
Hey, everybody else.
So, yeah. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the brand new studio here of Mike Spirit FM. It's a pleasure as always. So, Jonathan, let's talk about what's coming up, because I know, as I said, we've got a busy week coming up in front of us. Tomorrow night. Now, I'm looking forward. Well, actually, let's start from tomorrow day. Just as you finish eating your breakfast, you've got readings to do.
Yeah, you've informed me. I've got a client straight away, readings to do in the morning.
You have. So, read the backs to the ready.
Yep.
7 o'clock. Don't wake me.
Yep.
Please. Okay. but have your read the backs and, you know, start seeing your client straight away. But there is room, Jonathan. There is room if people want readings whilst you are here, with me here in Wales, live in this brand new studios. They can have readings, either live in the studio here. They can have a phone reading. They can have a Skype reading. And really, that's with either of us, isn't it? Because, you know, I've taken the week off work.
That's right, yeah. We've both got time to work for spirit.
It's a week for spirit. So what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read it with myself or with Jonathan Brown, you need to send an email now to... sorry, I'm just reading other things I shouldn't be reading there. You need to send an email to mikespirit15@aol.com. I know that our lovely chat room is open, and I'm sure Kimberly and Rihanna yes, they are there. Hiya, Kimberly. Hiya, Rihanna. Hiya, Alison. You know who Alison is.
you met Alison's sister earlier on. She came in briefly.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, she came in quite briefly. I wonder who's going to be first, Rihanna or Alison. Well then, Alison. Rihanna, you need to be quick. And so do you, Kimberly. She beat you. It's mikespirit15@aol.com. Send that email if you want to read in, if you're not in the area of Caerphilly or not or can't get to Caerphilly. Send an email, mikespirit15@aol.com, and we will get back to you as soon as we possibly can and organise a time for that reading. We've got opportunities for tomorrow daytime.
Yeah, we've got time.
Yeah, and we've got opportunity for Wednesday.
Yep.
Tuesday's pretty much covered because we are busy Tuesday. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Monday, readings through the day.
Yep.
And here's the big one. Port Talbot Sporosis Church.
Monday evening.
Monday evening, yep. 7 o'clock. 7 till 9. There's a demonstration there with myself and you.
Yep.
You need to kind of envision this. It's the spiritual church I love to go.
Yeah.
I go there every Monday to take the class.
Yeah.
As it's bank holiday. Here in the UK, so there's no class, but we are doing a demonstration. Yep. 7 to 9. And listen to this, £5. £5 on the door for us pair. £2.50 each.
I'd say that's a bargain.
Two for the price of one. you're not going to get much cheaper than that, can you?
Indeed, no.
I know Alison's saying she can get there. Well, Alison, you can get to the studio. I know you can because I know you can. But let's not go down that road. So, Port Talbot Spiritual Church, 7 to 9, £5 on the door. Come and have a demonstration with me and Jonathan Brown of how we connect to the spirit world. And really to see how different mediums work, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And I know that I've been looking on Facebook, on Jonathan Brown's spiritual medium on Facebook. The hype has been the England meets the Welsh.
Yeah.
So let's call it that. The England and Welsh demonstration of our mediumship at Port Talbot Spiritual Church.
Indeed we shall, yeah.
So come on over to my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium, or even over to Jonathan's, which is Jonathan Brown Spirit Medium. And you will see all the information there about Port Talbot Spiritual Church. Can't wait for that demonstration. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Looking forward to it.
So Tuesday, another busy day. Breakfast and out again.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be Weetabix.
Weetabix, yep.
And then, well, it's Weetabix all week for you. You know that, don't you? Weetabix breakfast, dinner,
with, again, with soya milk.
With soya milk, yeah for you. Normal milk for me. So Weetabix breakfast, dinner, tea and supper. Sorry, I bought a pack of 24 for you. You'd be okay.
Okay.
So we'd be straight out. We'd be back at Port Talbot Spiritual Church on the Tuesday. They kindly opened up the church for us.
All day. Yeah.
To do readings. I know that there's quite a few people that's already booked in.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in Port Talbot or in South Wales, Welsh guy.
I hope you're not asking me, the English guy.
Well, no, I wouldn't ask you, Jonathan. You know, I'm asking Richard, my plumber. He's the best guy in here. down in South Wales, we can get to Port Talbot Spiritual Church near Neath in South Wales. Then, the opportunities will be there. Send that email, mikespirit15@aol.com to have a reading. So then on the Tuesday evening, we'll be coming back to the studio, dashing straight back out. A few more Weetabix for you, mind on the way.
Yeah.
Dashing straight back out because we will be at, that's the tea. Straight back out to Merthyr Tydfil Theatre, Sona Theatre, I think it's called. Again, 7 till 9, £5 on the door. Amazing value, really, again. You know, and that's what I'm thinking. Let's give people value for money.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that's the sort of theatre in Merthyr Tydfil. Again, Facebook page to find out more information, Mike Davis Medium or Jonathan Brown Spirit Medium. That's what you need to do, isn't it? Get all that information. And then on Wednesday, private readings, then back home.
Yeah, that's the one.
Back home for you. More work.
Yeah.
Can't fault you.
I'll be home for a day and off to Ireland.
Off to Ireland.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. You know, this is the way that, you know, this man runs in his life, you know, works for Spirit 24/7. As I say, you know, he's here for a few days on tour here with me, down in Wales, back home to England for a day, then off to Ireland for a demonstration there. A few demonstrations there, two are there, isn't it?
Yeah, demonstration, lots of private readings, bit of teaching.
Yeah.
A few days.
Absolutely fantastic. Jonathan, you know, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here in this studio with me and to take me up on that opportunity of doing a few demonstrations. So I want to thank you for that, first and foremost.
Yeah. Cheers, Mike. It's a pleasure. And it's great to come down and do some stuff together.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So
let the mayhem begin. That's what I put on my Facebook
definitely,
post.
Definitely. You know, it's today is the slow build up, ready for it. I think. You know, it's gonna be one of them. It's gonna be one of them weeks. You know, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. I'll get myself into trouble. They'll kick me like off way live. You know? Can you imagine?
I've come down to Wales and already my Carnage panel beating. I need a new tyre. My windscreen wipers are broken. My left hand mirror's fallen out.
Richard's a plumber, not a mechanic. Be logo.
can we get any mechanics to the studio?
Yeah, can you, any mechanics out there? Do you want to come to the studio and fix Jonathan's car? His windscreen wipers, his panel beating, his new tyre, his wind mirror. You know, the list is endless, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's okay. You got it in one piece.
It'll get sorted.
It all will get sorted. All will come right at the end of the day. Okay, so Jonathan, obviously we know that you're live here with me at the moment in studio, in the brand new studio of Mike Spirit FM, and we are going to open up the phone lines in a little bit for people to call in and have readings with yourself and myself and see what it brings. Don't encourage Richard. He has made enough racket last week. Richard, I think Kimberly's got it in for you. He's crying. Kimberly, you made Richard cry. I did ask him to have a look at something else, Kimberly, while he was here, and he's failed at his task. He knows what's wrong. He's going to fix it next time, but he's failed at his task today, so never mind. Richard really is crying. Can you see him, John? Can you see him crying? Can you see tears rolling down his face? Oh, my God.
Where's the tissues?
I know. Kleenex. Okay, John, I could talk to you all night. They really could. Well, I will anyway. So let's go to our first song. Now, tonight's music has been chosen by myself and Jonathan. What I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you in the chat room to become involved today. We've kind of picked...
Songs are important to us.
Yeah. And we've kind of picked three each.
We have, yeah.
I'm going to play them in no particular order.
No particular order.
No particular order whatsoever. And I want you to try and just tell me in the chat room who picked which song. So let's say, for example, I'm going to play... I don't know if I should tell them. Should I tell them?
Just pick a song. It doesn't matter. They don't need to know who...
Right, they don't know who this...
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so... I'm going to play a song.
Just why don't you say the first one on the list? There you go.
Okay, so I'll play the first song in the list, and what I want you to do in the chat room is to tell me via the chat, if you wish, of which one of us... No, I'm not playing the Beach Boys, no. Richard, can you tell who's put that in the chat room?
It's got to be Kimberly.
You're right. So I want you... Yeah, there we are. Alison's got it. Who picked? Mike... and Jonathan, but Mike and Jonathan.
Okay.
So you got the gist of it. So I'm going to play a song, and I want you to put in either the word Jonathan or Mike.
And we'll give some extra credit if you give us the reason why.
Ooh, you are a tough cookie to crack. So let's get on with it. Let's play our first song, and let's say hope you enjoy. Remember, tell us who plays and pick this.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Yes. When you fall on
Well, welcome back. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with our guest in the studio, which is an honour and a pleasure. It's Jonathan Brown. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Mike.
Well, just before we played that song, we did ask people in the chat room to get themselves involved. Who picked that song? I know that our two in the studio were wrong. Miserably wrong.
Indeed, they were.
And, you know, it started off with just one person saying, Mike picked this song, and that was Alison.
Yep.
And then the rest of them were kind of voted for you, and then, no, maybe it's the both of us have picked it together. Then,
there was a good comment, what was it?
That I picked it because I'm calling the spirit.
Something about no ex-wives?
Yeah, no, let's not read that one. Jonathan, it's a family show! Actually, I picked that song. And Rihanna, you are right. Just at the end, you've kind of redeemed yourself by saying, I recall this from Mike a while back. Smiles 7. Because she's my mum. She's my mum on Blog Talk Radio. She's my Blog Talk Radio mum. And I had met my Blog Talk Radio mum.
Hi, Mike's mum.
Absolutely fantastic lady. We spent a lovely evening with Rihanna and her husband. It was absolutely fantastic. I picked that song. And the reason behind picking that song was... I always play that song before I do a demonstration because it makes me feel alive. It makes me feel... Who's Brenda? Hi, Brenda. Anyway, where's Brenda? Oh, Brenda's in the chat. Oh, do apologise.
Hi, Brenda.
Kimberly, I do apologise. Hi, Brenda. I picked that song because every time... I hear that song before a demonstration, Jonathan. It makes me feel alive. So, yeah, I picked that one up. Get a blow-up doll. Oh, Kimberly!
I thought you said it was a family show.
It was a family. It is. Kimberly! Does she realise? I mean, she's American. It's 3 p.m. in America, East Coast of America. Blow-up doll. I want to go to the phone lines, Jonathan. I can't cope with this chat room.
I think it's a good idea.
I think so. I do apologise to every listener. But, you know, it wouldn't be a show unless you had a laugh, would it?
And it wouldn't be working with spirit if there wasn't a laugh, Mike.
Definitely. Okay, so let's go to area code 360 and say hi and welcome. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Laurie.
Laurie.
Yes.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
May I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Washington State. And what was the reason that you called in for, Laurie?
Well, I'm having a lot of problems with these landlords, this tenant agency, the rental agency. Then I started missing things from my house, from the apartments. Things started disappearing, like pictures.
Laurie, please don't tell us anymore.
Okay.
Because what me and Jonathan do, what our speciality is to connect to the spirit world and bring you evidence of life continuing after the death of that physical body. And whatever the spirit world has to say, then they will say it to us. So if it's okay, we can do that for you and see where we go. Is that okay?
That'd be great.
Okay, so, Jonathan, do you want to start?
Yeah, I can start if you want, Mike.
Yeah, then go for it.
Yeah, sure thing. Okay, hi, Laurie.
Hi, John.
I was going to say how you doing, but I'm not going to say how you doing.
No, definitely.
I think we've had a bit of instructions there. But as Mike said, very much we're going to connect with the spirit world who's around you, and your loved ones, of course, being around you will know the things that are going on with you in your life. I'm going to link straight off with, it's a gentleman, it's an older gentleman that draws close, and he's around you in the world of spirit, and I put this gentleman very much on the family side of things as he comes in. You've really had a tough 3 months from what he's telling me. It's not just these 3 months. It's actually the last couple of years for you.
Exactly.
It has been sort of all over the place, but really, really want to talk about the last 3 months because he has been with you, okay?
Okay.
You find yourself often sort of like... It's giving me the impression like you're looking out the window at times. It could be symbolic, not the fact the window, but sometimes you're finding a moment of calmness in just being able to stare off, and that gets you out of the hecticness, okay? As the gentleman comes in, you get a couple of things. You get the shivers down the back of your spine like someone's walked over your grave feeling, and this would come with a cooler, not a hotter feeling as he comes in, okay? He's the one that's been moving the smaller items and objects. Okay, I know you said, and Mike promptly got in and said, please don't tell us anything, but it's the gentleman confirming that there's been some things moving, and it's him. It's, well, he's one of three. There's a couple more people in the world of spirit. They're trying to get your attention. Well, there's a couple of things. Want you to slow down a little bit and just sort of stand still, take stock a minute about what's going on, because I think there's a bit of a higher message for you with what's going on. Because in a lot of senses, it seems like the universe isn't doing you any favors at the moment. You understand this?
Yeah.
And that's because they want you to really look at how you're going forwards. See, as much as you've mentioned the problems with the landlord, job is significant and important as well.
Yeah, I'm okay. Disabled right now.
Yeah. It's tough if you feel you can't do something and you have done something and all that sort of stuff. You are meant to do some work. You might not be in a position to do it now, but that can be because of the circumstances and the way things are now. But it's not that you'll never do any ever again. I'm very clear on that from what they're bringing in, okay? There's kind of a few people around you in the physical world now, but at the same time, with everything that's going on, you do feel burdened and on your own with everything that's happening. You understand?
Exactly.
Okay, they're telling me that they're communicating with you through your dreams. You're dreaming quite a bit.
Yeah, I've had some really horrendous nightmares too.
Yeah, okay, what it is, it's because they're relaying your fear. It's the fear that you're having, we call us being here in the physical world, spiritual people. It's all your fear. One of the things that's deep with that is money right now. Because they're showing me it's the financial side, and that's because of the changes that's going on, and also the problems with the landlords, the not working part, the things like that. Okay, so it is a fear because we all fear the future and the unknown.
Yeah.
Your lady, they tell me that likes a reasonable amount of control in your life, and very much over the last 6 to 10 months, that's been taken away a bit.
Right.
So then that makes you feel slightly powerless in a way compared to what you used to be, okay? It doesn't mean that you don't have that power there. The issue with the landlords, now I actually pick up two landlords, and this can be one from... Yeah, okay. Give me the element with the two landlords coming in, and I feel problematic with both.
Right.
And I don't really feel that's going to change, but they've drawn the energy more back with one, and this would be the current one that's current but ties in with the past, the most recent, and I feel they're the ones causing you the most problems or you're having the most stress with.
Yes.
They've just brought all the energy in and really clamped it down on my hands. I really feel within the next 3 months you could be out of that property.
Yes. I went conferred with a lawyer. At the courthouse, they had a program for low-income people, and the lawyer was, wants to help me.
Yeah. Okay, but as the lawyer already talked about getting out in 3 months.
Yeah, she didn't say when, though. I have to go back Friday, and I'll be talking to a guy next time.
As spirit come in, because they're talking about the next 3 months, but we're nearing the end of this month. I'm not going to include that. I'm very much going sort of through the May, the June, the July. Transition month for you is going to be the August month. Things are going to change, but they're going to change for the better, and September is a much more positive month for you, okay? I'm also going to add, and be very clear, I'm not telling you what to do. I can never do that for anybody, but the move, the change, would actually be a better thing.
Yeah, that would be great. It'd be better.
Two things to know, that A, spirit are on your side, and B, I know you mentioned it, but they've just come in with the legal scales, that the law side will be on your side as well.
Thank God.
Okay? You're going to be much happier, you, from the September month, and again, when your life changes, the transition happens, you're happier and things like that, get back in on air and give us a call, let us know.
I will.
Okay, just the very last thing, the colour blue just came in, and I always link the colour blue with Archangel Michael, who's the leader of the Archangels, and he's a very strong type. He deals with defending people, looking after them and things like that, but he's very much with you. reminding you that you've got your own courage and strength, okay? And just look out for an angel feather.
Okay.
That's going to come as a sign for you, okay?
Okay.
And I've just got to give you some roses, the flowers roses. Okay, that's coming across from a lady in the world of spirit. Just quickly, because I know I've got to change my message with you, but I had to give you the flowers, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, well, thank you there, Laurie, for calling, and thank you there, Jonathan, for that wonderful reading. Laurie, remember, you can always download a copy of your reading and a copy of this show in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
Thanks, Laurie. Bless you.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Bye.
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 Oh, I think I just cut it off a little bit too soon. Never mind. Laurie, thank you very much. I know you're still listening. Have a wonderful day. So let's go back to the phone lines. And Jonathan, you can put your feet up. Well, not too far because you'll be up on me. 561. Hi, 561. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Stacey.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi.
Stacey, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Florida.
And is that from West Palm Beach there, Stacey?
Yes, it is.
You know, that's nothing to do with being psychic. I know the West Palm Beach dial and code because, Stacey, I will be there in West Palm Beach come July down with Sarah Spiritual. And I imagine you know Sarah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, keep a check on Sarah's pages and the advertisements there. I think it's towards the mid part of July I will be there with Sarah down in West Palm Beach in Florida. But I will be up in Maine just before that. So you can send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com to find out more information. I know Jonathan's bursting at the seams here.
What's going to be happening with your show whilst you're away, Mike?
Oh, I knew this had come up. Stacey, listen to him. He's got to, haven't he? Jonathan's going to be taking over my show.
I'm not going to be taking it over. I'm going to be hosting it on your behalf, Mike, in your absence.
He's going to be taking over my show, Stacey. Okay, Stacey.
No, because
he's a wonderful man. He really is. Let me get on with your reading, Stacey, because let me connect there to the spirit world there for you. And Stacey, okay, thank you, darling. There's a lady that draws close around us here that wants to be remembered here to you. And I know that this lady, bless her heart, she takes me straight to your mum's side of your family. I believe that this lady wants me to talk about the ending of her life. Because I know that she suffered for quite some time there. I know that she makes me aware that her breathing became very erratic towards the end there. Almost as if she's gasping for her breath. And I know that she fought with every ounce of her and every ounce of her body to stay in this physical life, she tells me. I know that she makes me aware that there's people around her before she passed on to the spirit world, but you know, she talks to me about that, you know, that there wasn't enough room to accommodate everyone, so I know that there would have been lots and lots of people that would have came to her. I know that she makes me aware as well here that this weight she lost, you could see her in her face, because I know it's slimming down as she's looking at me here. And bless her heart, I know as she comes forward, I believe that this lady, this Stacey, is your grandmother as she comes forward. Do you understand if this lady is your grandmother in the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you, Stacey, that since she has been gone over to the world of spirit, it's brought you kind of closer to knowing that the spirit world is very close into your vibration, is that right?
That's correct.
And she tells me that there's nothing more that you enjoy than having communication with your grandmother and a whole host of other people that's there with you in the spirit world. But she tells me this, Stacey, in your life at the moment, that there's kind of things that's going on that you're not quite happy about. So I know that there's conditions where you feel you've been quite down of late. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
And she tells me it's like as if you feel as if you're like kind of walking through treacle up on times, and you're trying so carefully, and you're kind of not sure where to go from here on in. Is that right?
That's correct.
See, and she says to me that the only way forward for you to go now is onwards and upwards. You know, you have to start believing in yourself, Stacey, and stop listening to everybody else that's kind of putting you down. Do you understand that there's lots of people in this physical life will hold you down, but you have to start believing in yourself a little more now, because, you know, you can be your own worst enemy there, Stacey, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I said to you that you are in some kind of dilemma at the moment of what shall I do next? Shall I go? Shall I stay? Because you kind of know the outcome before the end. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And she also makes me aware, Stacey, that there's lots of emotion that's tied within this, because she makes me aware of the tie-in with the emotion. And, you know, Stacey, why would I say that to you that 3 o'clock in the morning is important to you, isn't it? Do you keep waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning then or something?
Sometimes I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, doesn't that just demonstrate to you there, Stacey, that your grandmom is so close around you? She's in the spirit world and she'll do her utmost best to support you in this life and to guide you in this life. And, you know, you do what you need to do, and that one and that thing is to start believing in yourself, and you can achieve whatever you set your mind out to do. What's this new job that she talks about to me then? Do you understand there's a new job that you've either just started or you're looking for a new job then?
It's kind of old, but it's where my client died last Sunday around this time, and my job was supposed to end. And before it ended, they asked me, could I stay on? So.
Okay, so you'd understand that there's a newness around your job then?
Exactly, right. Okay. It's kind of old but new because the husband is gone. I was taking care of him, and now it's like I inherited the wife.
Perfect. You know, Stacey, doesn't that, again, demonstrate that your grandmother knows of what's going on there? You know, she's been there, particularly over this last week, because she understands of this. And, you know, you must do what you feel is right. You know, I've always said that. I know that everybody, even Anne and John in the studio, will agree with me. Follow your inner tuition. Follow your gut feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
God bless you. Okay, let me leave that there with you, Stacey. And, you know, I look forward to meeting you when I'm there in West Palm Beach in Florida come July.
Okay.
And remember, you know, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
You too, Mike.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Jonathan, two lovely callers there, weren't they?
Yeah.
There's no good nodding.
Yeah.
Would you believe that? He's nodding at me. Richard, you seen him nodding, didn't you?
Hello.
Yeah, okay. I'll give him that one. Okay, so...
I was going to suggest we go back to Guess the Song.
Yeah, well, that's what we do it.
Yeah.
That's why I clicked there. You must be psychic.
Oh, indeed.
So, who had it right first time? It was
I think I've noted it down as
besides him.
Alison got it
right.
I don't
know. Kimberly's saying, what? Someone's under Mike's desk. Beside him, yeah, Jonathan, it's you.
It indeed is.
Don't put your feet up too full, because you'll be on my lap. Let's not go there. Okay. Looking for a cab in England, Jonathan. What's all about?
I didn't know I was looking for a cab in England.
He's looking for the REC man, that's what he was doing. I almost drove to England to go and get him, Richard. You wouldn't believe this. Unbelievable. And envision this. My sister cooks him dinner. I'm down, my sister's eating my dinner thinking, oh God, I hope he turns up. I really do.
Would I let you down, Mo?
No, you wouldn't.
What did I say? I said, if they take me home, I'll get a train.
You did. Yeah. You did. Bless you for that. But, you know, I had visions of driving. And I was going to drive all the way up to where they would drop you off and come and get you, because you were coming here tonight whether you liked it or not. Simple as that. So let's go back to... I get a broken car, need a cab. Look how dull we are. Tell me, medium, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to Guess the Song. Okay, so who picked this song? Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. So let's just press this. Say to you, enjoy, and happy guessing.
With you, make
Okay, welcome back. If you are just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest in the studio, live in the studio, which is an honor and a privilege. It's Jonathan Brown. Hello.
Hi again, Mike.
Well, we just sent out a message to everyone that is in the chat room of who picked the song.
Yeah, who picked the song?
And the first one in, I must say, it was Alison saying Jonathan's. Then there was Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Saying Jonathan's. Rihanna saying Jonathan's. The three of you are absolutely correct.
Did nobody say you, Mike?
Nobody said no. Me. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Because it was your song you picked.
Maybe they're all a little bit psychic.
Yeah. Probably they are. Well, I know Rihanna is.
Of course they are. Everybody's psychic.
Yeah. I know. Kimberly is. I know Brenda is. So maybe they are learning to tune in. I foxed them on the first one, didn't I? I did.
You did.
I did. So maybe we'll fox them. Mike or Jonathan. Yeah. Yeah, Kimberly, yeah. It was either Mike. There's nobody else. Well, there is other people in the studio, but nobody else picked songs. Let's take a chat room off for a minute, shall we?
Yeah.
We'll go back to the callers.
Okay.
Okay, well done, everybody in the chat room. You did pick it right. It was Jonathan. No, Jade is not... Actually, Jade is not with us tonight, but it doesn't matter. That's fine. So let's go back to our caller list. Let's go to area code 515 and say, hi, 515, are you there with us?
Hello, Mike and Jonathan. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
That's okay. Can we take your name there, please?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, can we just take your name a minute, please?
Oh, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer. Well, hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello. Hi.
Where are you from, Jennifer?
I'm from Iowa.
From where? Iowa. Oh, Iowa. Okay. I missed that, but good job Richard's in the studio because he just told me where it is. You know, Richard, you do that every week. You kind of, where I miss them, you pick it up and you just...
I just tuned in, Mike.
Psychic. He's psychic. Okay. Jennifer, I'm going to hand you straight over to Jonathan. Jonathan, says Jennifer, have a wonderful reading.
Hey, Jennifer.
Thank you. Hi.
Is this your first time on air?
No, I've been once before.
Yeah, okay. Kind of felt maybe this wasn't fresh energy for you on air time. Okay, if it's all right with you, I'm just going to have a little... pick up on who's around you, yeah?
Sure.
Okay. There's actually a younger energy in the world of spirit that I pick up around you in the first instance, although it's not the one I'm going to link with. I have a lady drawing close through from the world of spirit now. Now, she's a smaller lady in height. I always laugh at myself as a medium saying smaller lady in height. What is small in height? Kind of go around about 5'1 or 2 with this lady, okay? I feel she's on the family connection. She comes in very much on... I feel she links off your father's side, so she's like a grandma energy. Great grandma energy. No, she's pulled it back down. It is grandma energy. Okay. What you get a feeling across your face like you've walked into cobwebs, like a tinkly feeling is the best way that I can explain that sometimes as she comes in. Okay. As she's coming in with a smile on her face. Obviously, as anybody would be in the world of spirit, she's okay. She's not in any pain or anything like that, okay? Very much so, I would say the last couple of years, she's drawn very close to you from the world of spirit. She may have been there longer than that, but I really feel it's this year and last year she's been around you quite a lot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's also a gentleman in the world of spirit, and he's a step back. As he comes in, I know from his energy, he wouldn't have took to this sort of thing that I'm doing right now.
Uh-huh.
That means whilst he was here and alive, I'm not sure what he would have thought about mediumship or whatever, but as he comes in, he's there as well. Okay. Also got a very small, tiny dog in the world of spirit. This dog's not very big. Would be kind of like... Oh, well, it's a smaller breed. I'll draw the energy in a bit more close. Another energy, not going to take them all, but there's another lady coming through from the world of spirit. But she's not a family member. I'm very clear with this lady as she's coming in. She's not coming in on your family side, okay? You should be hearing noises. I don't mean right now as you're speaking to me. Spirit trying to get your attention sometimes, so that's either going to off your clairaudient link. Do you get buzzing or ringing in your ears?
Sometimes.
Okay, so that's them trying to work on their vibration. They also come through where you live because they make the lights go.
Okay.
They're telling me they're trying to get your attention. They make the lights go. Okay. I've got to give symbolically a white flower right now. I can't tell you what it is, if it's a lily or a rose or whatever it is. I know it's a white flower, just going to bring that energy in. And, okay, now I've got some laughter. Right, okay. Your lot upstairs have a party. What I'm saying to you is the people that have passed away around you upstairs are having quite a good time.
Okay.
Okay, and that would be quite reflective, I feel, of your family.
Yes, very much okay. So.
They're not coming through quiet. I had to draw the energy. They built it. They come in with the laughter and all that sort of stuff, okay?
Yes.
Okay, right now, I kind of feel your life's not too bad on the whole. They're coming in with one or two things is the only little things we're going to talk about, but this is actually more of a better year than if we go back over the last 3 years, especially kind of the end of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got some travel coming up this summer.
Yes.
Two places. It's not just one.
Okay.
There's potentially a third place as well because they've just popped that up. Okay. I want to give you some potatoes. And you've probably got no idea right now why I want to give you some potatoes, but somebody's just given me some potatoes.
I need potatoes, John, and I need to cook you some food tomorrow.
Oh, right.
No, we get back
soon. It's you're going to England.
Okay.
Are you going to that. Yeah, okay, so I just asked, you know, I'm the English man, they're giving me potatoes, so I was asking what it's for, and they're saying, no, you're going there. Right, okay. You can do three things. You can hear spirit, see spirit, and you can pick them up clairsentiently. I'm not so sure how much you fully understand all of that, but you possess those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you smell stuff, and you know that they're there.
Yes, I do.
Because they're bringing that through as well. The only thing you don't get yet, but you will do, is what we call clairgustance. They're going to put a taste on your mouth. And that's...
Okay.
That's smoke. That's smoking. Somebody would have smoked. You won't be. I don't think you're going to be so keen when that happens.
Okay.
But that's not a bad thing. It's proof that they're there. Okay. Got to talk about a watch next. A watch should be significant or time. I'm not sure who I link this with right now. They've just come in with a watch. Do you understand a significant watch, please?
I'm not sure what the watch means.
Okay, I'm going to go in and ask because it could be time. No, okay. It's time for you right now in your life. They're just coming through from upstairs saying, hi, we're okay, we're happy, we're around you. Right now should be time for you.
Okay.
You should be enjoying life.
Okay.
I feel the next 6 months are quite significant with that. This is a bit of a transition year for you, but in a good way, rather than obviously going back to a couple of years ago in the 2011 year. Relationship, I feel, is something that would be significant or needs talking about as well. Okay. Somebody just said in the world of spirit, men. I took that in the world. That was probably a lady that said that in the world of spirit, by the way. Okay, two significant relationships or others from your past.
There's one.
They pop up two to me. You might not class one as some as significant, but might have been significant in your life path.
Okay.
I'm really getting the two. Give me two.
Okay.
Only other way I'd take
that. Well, the one is a Gemini.
Sorry. Oh, one was a Gemini. I've had a relationship.
He's a Gemini.
I've had a relationship with two Geminis, so I've had a relationship with four people. Yeah.
family show.
Yeah. Relationship's going to be more significant for you next year. Okay. And that doesn't mean it. There won't be one along the way, but it's going to be a more predominant year for relationship, as in it'll be more significant in your life path. Okay. I've got to give you the number 17. Remember that, please. I don't think they're giving me it as a birthday date. The number 17 is of some significance. Might be a numerology number or something like that. Please remember the 17. I'm told you've got a question.
Regarding one man, I guess you would call it, in my life, just wanted to know if things would progress or if it's, I should not pursue it anymore.
Okay, obviously we, as much as spirit, can't tell you what to do because you have your own free will.
Sure.
I get the 3-year period. This year and the next 2 years, I feel energy is very significant there. So if you continue to pursue or anything like that, I feel there is room for growth, and it may be further time after that, but they're just not talking about that. It's you have choice, and I'm really going to give these next sort of 3-year period, including this one, so that's 2014, 15, 16, being significant. Okay, honey?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, follow your heart and trust your gut. That's the best thing I can tell you before we go to the next caller.
Okay.
Okay, because your stomach isn't telling you bad things.
No, it's just, no, my gut feeling is that it's good.
Yeah,
my head just makes me wonder.
Yeah, the gut is always right. To everybody listening, we live between the head, the heart, and the stomach, and it's the stomach that's never wrong. So follow your gut, go and have fun with the two of them. That's a joke from a southerner with the one of them. and you're very welcome for calling in. Bless you, honey.
Well, Jennifer, remember...
Thank you very much.
You can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go to our next caller there, Jonathan. And let's go to, I know, see, I've learned after all these years, a 111111111 means it's a private number. So, hi, welcome. Can we take your name there, please?
Hello, Mike. This is Venera.
Danira, hi, Danira.
Hi. Oh my God, that was an amazing reading. That was just wow. What is the word? Blowing, mind boggling, something. It was so beautiful.
He's not bad. To him, he's okay. He's a nice guy. He sat right next to me, so I got a dead arm by the end of the night, De Niro, because I think he's going to start punching me in there if I don't be quiet. De Niro, just for the purpose of Jonathan, can you tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, I am calling from Illinois,
in
America.
Perfect. Well, De Niro, I'm going to do your reading for you this evening, okay? Because Jonathan needs needs to powder his nose, shall we say.
All right. Okay.
You know what, Mike? Mike is psychic because I actually do need the gentleman.
I know. I love him, too. He's amazing. he's great.
Okay. De Niro, let me pick up there where we are. De Niro, let me make a connection to the spirit world there for you. And okay, thank you very much. See, as I'm saying that, there's a lovely gentleman that stepped to the side of me here. And this gentleman, I know he's... see, he links to your dad's side of your family there as he connects you with us. And as he links to your dad's side, I know that he makes me aware that he was a man that was quite fit throughout his life. And I know that he makes me aware that even towards the end, he would have liked to keep his physical body in the best shape that he could have. But he tells me that it was the rest of him that gave up. I believe his mind wasn't the best towards the end of his life, because I feel as if I'm dithering back and forth from one thing to another here. So I know that this is the way he would have been towards the end of his life there. I know as well that he makes me aware that he's quite a, I'll say a stocky, quite a well-built gentleman, particularly the top part of his body, before he passes on to the spirit world. But you know, if I had to put an age in this man, I would certainly say maybe around my late 60s, my early 70s, I would say, of when he passed. And he tells me that he enjoyed his life to the fullest before he passed on to the spirit world, because I know that he tells me, no matter what, he done exactly what pleased him in this
Mike,
physical...
Mike, I am so sorry, but I really don't know who this person is at all.
That's okay.
This
Nira,
is the first time.
I'll carry on with him and we'll find out who he is. As I said, I know that he's really on your dad's side. I believe, see, your dad, would I be right in saying to you there, De Niro, that he comes from quite a large family, is that right?
Not really. Well, for my culture, not so much. There are like five kids. I mean, how many kids there are? Yeah, five kids. There are five kids.
Okay.
It could be kind of large. It's not really that large, to be honest with you.
Okay, where would I go when I would say that there's three boys?
Three boys in their family? Yes, they are. Yep, there. I have two uncles.
Okay, because that's where he takes me. Okay, with the three boys. I know I need to go back a generation from your dad. I want to look around your granddad, and that's where you would understand the large family, De Niro. Is that right?
Yeah, that's very unique. It's not extremely large, even for him, because he's... His dad died very, very young, and he had a very, very sad, my grandfather had a very sad family, actually, so his dad died very, very young, and then his mom had to be married to the brother of the, you know, it was just like that back then, you know, it doesn't happen this anymore, to the brother, of the dad or something like that, and it just, like, it wasn't a really, really big family. They were, like, three brothers, too, I think, you know, in his age, so, yeah.
See, so
you know, I mean, my grandfather, like,
so
connected with him.
The three of them there. Okay, De Niro, let me work with this man because he's with us, okay? And he's the one that tells me the three of them there within the family, three boys within the family. And De Niro, what he tells me is in your life, he's been around your life because there's been some things that's going on in your life that you're not too happy about at the moment in your life. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. See, because he tells me of where you feel, you know, it's the word I want to use of feeling let down in the sense of a little bit of support. Do you understand of this?
Yes, by my mom, yeah.
Bless your heart.
Rest, okay. Yeah.
So that's what he has come to say to me, to link there with you, De Niro, at the moment. And, you know, like we've already said twice on the show already, I've already said it once, and so has Jonathan said it once, about following your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires us, okay? That's where I need to take you. But, you know, for some reason, I want to talk to you about what's to come a little bit in your life. Not that I can predict your future, far from the word, but there's something that you're kind of looking forward to right now. Is that right?
Yes, I'm waiting for a news. Yes, something. Hopefully, yeah.
Because I know that there's plans being made there for you as we speak from the spirit world to us. So I know that whatever it is that you're planning, you know, you keep on that track because you will get there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's going to be some hard work. It's going to be some kind of a journey for you to take. But once you take that journey, what a difference is going to make in your life?
I have already put in all the efforts now. I just have to wait if this is what we're talking about. It's just, the application and stuff was due, like, last December. So I spoke with this lady. She told me, I was just really sad because she told me this is the second time I'm applying. And again, she said, if I were you, I would think about how to approach next year. But I don't yet have the answer 100% about this year. But, you know, so it's just, like, terrible because I don't think I just felt like I didn't get it this year yet.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that I say that you, let's look forward because it's coming. It's coming around your life because you've been asking those in the spirit world, send out to the universe, so to speak. I know that it will come. But, you know, patience is what we need. And, you know, if I said that you, Danira, that, we have to stop pointing the finger here as well, because I know that you've been doing that of, like, kind of pointing the finger at certain directions in your life, where you feel I want to concentrate more on one thing. What I'm being told to you is, instead of concentrating on one thing in particular, let's try and move forward with everything that's in our lives, because that's the way that we need to kind of go forward there. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Perfect. Danira, I know I need to move on here because I know time is of the end. We're already halfway through the show and I can't believe how quick it's gone. Danira, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in here.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, Danira. Bye now. Bye. Okay, so let's go back to our chat room. Again, the question in the chat room, who picked the song? It's a good game, this is, John. I'm going to play this more often.
This is good, Mike.
But before we do, I know you couldn't wait to tell everybody. You was bursting at the seams. And you told everyone that you're going to be taking over the show. In your opinion, no, hosting it. But no, it's taking over. Whilst I'm in America. Which I'm really looking forward to, incidentally. I really am.
I will be indeed.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know that I'm looking forward to leaving the show in the capable hands of yourself, because I know that you're going to do an absolutely amazing job of that. But let me just tell everyone first how they can get a hold of where I'm going to be in America. You need to send an email, and send that email as soon as you can to... No, let's take out the word to. It's Mike Davis tour@aol.com, and let me just remind you there, because in America you don't call me Davis, you call me Davies. So let me spell it for you. It's Mike, MikeDavies, tour@aol.com. and thank you, Alison, there for putting that in the chat room. Yes, you got it, Kimberly. Mike is coming with June in July. That sounds good, Jonathan, doesn't it? Mike is coming with June in July.
It does indeed.
But I'm also going with Sarah in July. So Mike is coming with June in July and Sarah in July. It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It is.
So looking forward to that. MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. Send that email as soon as you can to June, and she will reply to you accordingly, and find out where I'm going to be touring. And it's going to be an amazing journey, Jonathan, it really is. I know that you're going to be hosting the show, and who knows what happens next?
Only spirit.
There's other things coming up in Mike Spirit FM. I'm not going to divulge yet. No, I'm not.
Nor will I.
No, neither am I. Well, let's just say, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat. You really are. You know, you all know about the Tuesdays too. Let me get my schedule here, because I don't need a schedule. I know what I'm doing. June the 3rd. Write this in your calendars, in your diary. Spiritual Connections is coming back. Now, let me explain to you, Jonathan, what Spiritual Connections is. I used to run a show here on Mike Spirit FM called Spiritual Connections. It used to be on a Tuesday. It's coming back to a Tuesday. It's a show. A show where you can get readings. But it's a show for up-and-coming mediums to come along, have a go. Because, you know, Jonathan, we was discussing this earlier on about how, there's a lack of opportunity these days, isn't it, for people? I know that me and Anne, and bless Anne, you know, we've spoken about this, Anne, haven't we, about the lack of opportunity out there.
Yeah.
I'm one of them guys, Jonathan, I'll give you an opportunity.
Yeah.
And allow you to have that opportunity.
That's
so
right.
Spiritual Connections coming back Tuesday, Tuesday the 3rd of June. Tune in. It's going to be... It's not a dating show, Kimberly. I like Kimberly. She's my kind of girl. No, Kimberly, it's not a dating show. It's a show for young, up-and-coming, budding mediums to come along. I'm going to be having June on the show. I'm going to be having Sarah on the show. I've got someone really exciting coming on the show as well on the 3rd of June. It's a lady. She's from America, right?
Yep.
But she's in the UK at the moment.
Okay.
Her name is Tori.
Yep.
I forget her last name because Mike and I. Do you mean I'm allowed to forget things?
Yep.
Tori, I think it's Tori Wilson. I think.
Okay.
I'll check on that. I'll let you know later on. So she's on the first show.
Yeah.
Which is the 3rd of July. Sorry, 3rd of June. I lie. 3rd of June. Tori Amos. Is that who it is?
No, that's a singer.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I know I'm gonna sing it on. Can you imagine me singing? No, I'm not gonna sing. I did that before and I won. Did I tell you about this? I didn't. One of my old hosts, Nick Humphreys, lovely guy. When he's sleeping. No, I'm only joking. He's a lovely guy. And we done a sing-off Christmas 2 years ago. What can I say? I won with my voice.
Okay.
I won with my voice. I beat him.
Yep.
He was a lead singer of three bands.
Okay.
That he told me the day that we was going to sing. We had everything set up. You know, the big mixer. Not this little one. The big mixer. The microphone tube. The big speaker. We had everything. It was massive. And just as we was going into practice mode, I was singing Sweet Caroline, you know?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. You know that one?
Okay.
I've been practicing for weeks and weeks and weeks singing. I think everybody in my family, my sisters, yes, she'll tell you, was bored of me singing Sweet Caroline. You know, it was terrible. It really was. And so I says to Nick, what are you singing, mate? I don't know. He said, I rustled something up on a night. I was thinking, God, you're brave. You're really a brave man. And, you know, all credit to him. I thought he was brave. Until he told me. Just before we went live,
okay.
What are you worried for? He said, I was a lead singer of three bands.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me? Heart sank into my mouth thinking, I'm done. But I won.
You won.
I won because he forgot his words.
That's good.
Ah, yeah, I didn't. So let's play this game.
Sounds like a future show, Mike.
Jonathan, don't go there. Okay. No.
We're going to go for two songs now.
Yeah.
Then we'll get some callers.
So if we go for two songs, we play the first one and we want people to say Mike or Jonathan. And the second one, Mike or Jonathan.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one else
Welcome, or if you just joined us, welcome. I should have said welcome back, or if you just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, right here in Mike Spirit FM. Live in the studio, we've got lots of people live in the studio. First and foremost, our guest is Jonathan Brown. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Teresa, my sister Teresa.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Richard, my plumber.
Hi.
That's a loud one. Hi, Anne Sapphire.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, we heard it this time. Did you all hear Anne? What say
about,
again, Anne.
What about Marley?
Oh, no, she's don't call Marley. Don't call Marley. So don't. Okay, so let's look in the chat room. It says, first of all, Brenda said, Mike's on to the first one. And Alison said, Mike's on. First song. Emily Sanders, read all about it.
How did they do, Mike?
They were correct.
They were correct.
Well done. But, Jonathan, here comes the but. Emily Sanders, the second song.
The second song.
The second song. They all said it was me. It was Jonathan.
It was me.
Ah, I thought we'd fool you by playing it to the same artist. By two different choices. So, well done, Brenda, for getting the first, and Alison for second. But, sorry, all you guys, you were wrong, because it was Jonathan the second song. Now, whilst we were listening to Emily Sanders, we was all in the studio going, hey, you can read all about it, that's what it sounded like, read all about it, like that, wasn't it? It sounded bad, didn't it?
It was a bit like that.
I can imagine Simon Cowell pressing up, you know, can you imagine that?
I can imagine that.
But whilst we were, like, you know, singing that, Brenda said second, hang on, I said Jonathan for the second song, Mike. Oh, well, Brenda, you are right then.
Yep.
It was right.
You get a tick, bing,
tick, ding. The golden buzzer. Okay, so whilst we were listening to that, read all about it and all the rest of them, there was lovely singing going on in the studio, not. Jonathan said, did you really do a sing-off, Mike? On Mike's birthday, I said, yeah, I did. It was a Christmas, and it was awesome. It was quite a laugh. So he said, why don't we do a sing-off tonight? I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's just thrown out the challenge. And you guys know in Mike's Spirit FM, throw out the challenge, bring it on. Isn't that right? Yes, I think so. So Jonathan is suggesting, and I said, it's up to you as the listeners, do you want us to sing to a song? Oh, straight away, yep. Okay. We want more than one opinion. Do you want to listen to us? Alison, no. Do you want to listen to us singing along to a song? And we're going to give him a clue. You're going to give him a clue. This song was chosen by you.
Yeah, okay. You give away one of my songs.
I did. This song was chosen by you. Brenda, a big yes. By John Legend, All of Me. You know how that one goes? All of me. That one? You know that one?
Yep.
Yeah, you, of course, because you chose it. So we got big yes, 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 yes. So maybe at the end of the show, we'll sing it.
Sounds good.
Oh, maybe to you, I don't know. That song makes me cry. Well, Alison, unfortunately, we're going to sing it because it sounds like as if we're going to sing it. So instead of thinking it's going to make me cry, just think it's going to make you laugh because it's going to make us cry in the studio by singing it. We have Richard the plumber, Teresa, well, my sister, my cook, and Anne Sapphire. Anne is lovely. Looks like I'm muted. Anne Sapphire, she's lovely. She's been on the air twice for me and she kindly stepped in last week. And thank you for that, Anne. So instead of thinking it's going to make me cry, think how much it's going to make everybody else cry in the studio. So... what am I letting myself in for? Let's go to, hang on. Bear with me a minute, guys. Bear with me a minute. I've lost my way. Okay, we're going to go to a Skype caller here, and it's called Squishy Cookie, I think. Hi, are you there with a Squishy Cookie?
Hi.
Can we take your name there, please?
It's Alison.
It's Alison.
Oh, Alison from the chat room.
It is.
Hiya, Alison.
Hello.
And, so we are going to make you cry later.
You better not.
Well, Jonathan will make you cry. I won't, because I kind of know you and you beat me up.
I'll just find my mute button. It'll be okay.
Okay, well, just as I said, don't think it's going to make you cry. Just think of everybody else, how much it's going to make everybody else cry and everybody else laugh with the pain that we're going to go through by singing this song. So I'm giving myself up. So Jonathan, this is Alison. It's all over to you.
Hi, Alison. How are you doing?
Hi, Jonathan. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. It's been an interesting first evening in Wales after quite a hectic day. But it's all good. Right, okay, with your permission, honey, I'm just going to connect with who's around you in the world of spirit.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got a lady that draws in close first, and very much with the lady, she comes in as a mother energy, although I don't feel this is your mother, and I feel, again, this is a grandma connection, but there'll be a closer connection there, okay? I'm given that the September month is a significant month, and this can be a birthday pattern or an anniversary. There's also a gentleman that would link in from the world of spirit as well. Now, he's a very tall gentleman. I put him very much around about the 6 foot mark, if not taller. Again, I feel he's on your family tree. But I want to say, both with the gentleman and the lady, but more so with the gentleman, I'm not so sure how they would have took to what I'm doing right now whilst they were here and alive. You got an understanding of this?
I'm not quite sure who they are, but I'll take them for now.
Okay, well, I'll get some more evidence in. You've been getting a bit of healing for your leg.
No.
Do you want me? I'm given very much my leg area right now, and I want to say that you get some healing for it. You clairsently get a couple of things go on as well. Sometimes when you sit down, your leg will shake. And this is clairsentially when you've got spirit energy there with you, okay? The other one is, it's like the pins and needles effect and feeling that will come on sometimes. And this is just ever so briefly, temporarily, when you've got spirit energy there, okay? They take me about 7 years ago for you, please. I want you to really go back to around about the end of the 2007-2008 period, because that should have been quite a significant change in time in your life. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Then I'm going to just jump forward, because they're talking about this year, but the 2013 year as well, okay? And I feel very much there was more significant with change around the work or stroke financial type area over sort of the time period that I've just given, okay? The lady that's coming in, she's coming in with coffee. It's the first thing I want to acknowledge. I want to say that she did drink this, because she'd come in with it. Often people like to have a cup of tea, but this lady's coming very specifically with coffee, okay? The gentleman coming through from the world of spirits, he's coming in, he's coughing. Having either a chest condition, or could have been applicable at the time of his passing or something like that, the chest's significant with the gentleman, okay? I also want to give a lady passed away to the world of spirit, and it's the last 3 years is significant with this lady's passing. You understand this, please?
I can't recall anyone.
Don't feel she's a family member, and I feel she's given me from the 2012 period I passed. Again, around about the 2012 sort of time period, okay. I'll ask them to come in a different way. There's issues with and around your family at the moment, is the impression that they're giving me.
There used to be, but it's been solved now.
They're still giving me the impression, because they've took the energy out a little bit. I'm not saying it didn't have to necessarily be a major issue then, but I don't feel everything's completely hunky-dory. And they very specifically give a lady and a gentleman that's here on the earth plane that I'm passing this, that as I'm passing this message to you, I'm aware there's something not just quite right there, okay?
Okay.
There would be a gentleman connected to you here on the earth plane that's significant to you in your lifetime right now.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I don't have any mail that are close to me right now.
They're still linking a mail down here on the Earth plane as a connection. It doesn't have to be on a relationship level. It could be family member or friend, something like that.
I haven't got any mails that are quite close to me at the moment.
Okay, they could link it the other way then. It could be that that's what they're saying, that there's not then. Next thing they give me is a ring. A ring should be significant. You should give some acknowledgement to a ring, please. Phil, this is with somebody in the world of spirit.
A ring.
It is a lady's ring. It's not a gentleman's ring, as they're showing me.
My sister might have something.
Okay. That's fine. Take that there. Come in. Okay. Your health would be okay or better right now than what it has been.
It has been better.
Yeah, I didn't say it's fully great, but they're just giving an indication that it's been better, okay? However, I don't feel sleep's 100% for you right now, honey.
No, it's not.
Okay, okay, right, okay. This is also when you got a bit more spiritual activity going around you, is actually through the night time and the night time period. Okay, and that can also be a bit of an effect of how the dreams are, okay? Lady's symbolically showing me a ball and chain around your foot, but this was from the past and this is 2 years ago, so that's no longer there anymore. So it felt 2 years ago like you had a ball and chain around your neck. You understand this?
Yeah.
Sorry, not your neck, your foot. They're going to go forward now, jump forward and talk about the September month, because the September month this year is significant for you in three ways. It's going to be personally, it's going to be around whatever you do, sort of stroke around the work business type thing. But they give me the word opportunity, and I also tie that in with a little bit of travel. So you're potentially going somewhere in the September month. You calling in from the States? Because I still feel it's connected with the States that they're talking about.
I'm going to be visiting the States, but it's going to be in December.
Right, okay. Well, the opportunity, something connected in with the September, that could tie into the December, but it's the opportunity month coming up, so you need to look out for that, okay? I also want to tell you to watch out for smelling. It's like cigarette smoke, but it's not cigarettes. It's pipe tobacco.
I normally smell like wood, burning wood.
It's very much a gentleman around that's coming in. It's it is, as much as it's an earthy smell, it's giving me, it's like pipe tobacco. I want you to be aware of that. When you smell that, that's gentleman coming through from the world of spirit, okay? Apart from that, just get a rabbit in the world of spirit.
Yeah, I had a rabbit when I was a kid.
Okay, that energy's there. You know, the animals are important too. And I feel that's it. Symbolically, they've just given me a red heart. And it is symbolic. I don't want to pass that across to you. And it's that in 3 years' time, that's going to be the significant year for you in relationship.
Okay.
Okay? So that's something to look forward to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Leave you all their love and light.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there. Have a wonderful evening now.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Jonathan, because it's busy. Let's go to 646 and say, hi, 646. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, Kim.
Kim. Hi, Kim. Can I ask you, where are you calling from there, Kim?
New York.
New York. Perfect. Okay. Kim, let me build a connection here with the spirit world there for you, and we see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
That's okay.
Perfect. Okay. You know, Kim, the first thing I'm aware of to say that you, as I'm connecting with you, I do believe that I want to say to you that you're going through something in your life at the moment which you feel quite excited about, but you feel quite drained with. Do you understand of this?
A little bit, yeah.
And see, I've got someone here in the spirit world that makes me aware of this. And, you know, I believe when this person passed over to the world of spirit that they were definitely within the hospital there, because I know you're a machine, the beeping there in the background. So I know it's a hospital passing with this lady I have with me in the spirit world. And I know that this lady, she's quite a well-built lady there before she passed. She makes me aware that she was restricted and confined towards the end of her life. So before she went into the hospital there, she would have been confined to a chair or a bed or something towards the end of her life there. In fact,
yeah,
she correctly tells me for a little time before she passed or before she went into the hospital, she was confined and restricted there. She does make me feel, mind, that no matter what, she had lots of love in her heart to give to those that was closest to her. Do you understand of it?
Yes.
And I know, see, as she comes forward, she tells me there that the love that she shines out, it's enough to radiate throughout the world, and it's enough to embrace everyone then, because she tells me that that's the kind of person she was. She was always good to Kim for solid direction, solid advice in her life. You'd understand of that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And why does she make reference to her feet? Would you understand that her feet, they would have swell up towards the end of her life? Because it's like, as she wants me to say about my feet, I'm having trouble in putting them on the floor as she's here with us. Do you understand that her feet was a problem for her towards the end of her life?
Yes.
And see, she says to me, and your feet too. So I know that you must be complaining of your feet. At the moment, I don't know whether that, I'm not saying that your feet are swelling there, mind, Kim, but I know that you're having difficulties. I want to say maybe more your right foot, maybe towards the heel of your foot. I don't know whether you've hurt it or you've done something to it there. Do you understand why she makes reference to your heel on your right foot there?
No, I don't understand that.
You don't? Why would I want to put a bandage on you? I know out in America you call them band-aids. What do you understand of this bandage? Or if it's not you, who's the one that's had their foot in a bandage then, please?
I don't know. Maybe my mom, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Can you find out about that then, whether your mom has had her foot or whether she's done something to her foot? I'm not saying that there's any problems. Please don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not... I'm saying that there's any long-term injuries or anything, but she just makes me aware of that. So when you find it, when you ask your mum, know that that's this lady's way of connecting through with you from the spirit world to bring the evidence of the continuation of life. Now, Kimberly, I know that you understand the spirit world yourself there. Is that right?
A little bit. I'm getting to learn to know a little bit more about it.
Perfect. See, because she makes me aware of being able to connect to the spirit world. And as I'm saying that there to you, see, you're starting to kind of see little things every now and again. Is that right?
Yeah, every now and then I notice something.
Okay. See, and it's always like out of the corner of your eye, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, because she says to me, tell her that's when we are with her. Tell her that's when we come close to her. And she says to me, you've been called up on the energies a lot of late to kind of come forward to give you the direction that you're looking for. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
You know, there's somebody calling William to me. Who's William?
I don't know.
Okay, well, ask Mum about William, because I know that somebody's calling William to me. Okay, now, I've always said, you know, about names, you know, they're not proof of survival, because, you know, if we believe in past lives, then we would have walked this earth many times, which means we would have had many names. But I know that that's the name that's given to me. So, you know, remember I'm saying it to you and find out about it. Maybe ask your mum there, because that's the way that we can gather the information, the evidence there. But, you know, the main thing is that you understand of who's with us. You understand the conditions and as I said, about being excited but drained. You know, I want to kind of turn that around there for some reason with you and say that you that this will fade, this feeling of being drained and being down there, because, you know, we will bounce back from it. You know, you've got to start doing what's right for yourself, not so much what's right for everyone else. Do you understand why I would say that there to you, Kim?
Yes.
Okay, and you know, for some reason, is it, no, it's not you. Oh, the headaches, who's suffering with the headaches then, Kim?
What was that?
Who's complaining of headaches around you?
I'm not close. I'm not living by my family, so they might be having headaches, but I know I've been having headaches. But that's
okay.
It.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be someone in your family mind. It could be somebody that you're in contact with, or again, within your family. It doesn't matter. But, you know, remember all this information I'm giving you. Ask
mm-hmm.
about it. And then, you know, once you find out about it, then you can say, you know, hey, I remember Mike from Mike's Spirit FM telling me all about that information there. So it's just their way of proving to you, there, Kim, that they're around your vibration, okay? Never doubt. Never doubt the
of
spirit
course.
World and never doubt yourself, because they are there doing of their very best to bring forward the love and the upliftment that is there for you, okay? You know, you have lots of support from the spirit world. Why would I say that you that it's important around now? So I know that we're in May. May? What's to do with May, this month of May? Is it a birthday or a passing or anniversary around now?
No. I mean, it's been a difficult month for me, but no, I don't think there's a passing or anything.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this month, because I know it's the 6th or the 7th of May is important to you. Have a think about it, okay? I'm sure that you'll find
okay.
where it is. Him there, because I know it's been given to me and repeatedly given to me as well. So I know that the evidence that they bring, it's you know, sometimes we have to check up on it, and that's fine, because you know it's difficult, isn't it, when somebody's throwing things at you to kind of remember everything all at one go. So hold on to that information
yeah.
about it, because I know it's so important. And you know the wonderful thing about here, about On Mike Spirit FM, that every show is downloadable, so you can listen to it. So you know you don't really have to forget any of it, because it's all there ready to be downloaded at any given time for yourself there, okay? But Kim, I know we need to move on, because the time is of the essence here, and oh my gosh, we have to do this singing, you know? Jonathan's insisting that we will, and I'm thinking, oh my God, here we go, and... Well, you know, stay tuned, because it's going to sound terrible from microphone 1 to microphone 2. It's going to sound absolutely horrendous, but I'm sure it will give you such a laugh by the end of the show. It's going to be amazing.
Okay.
So thank you, Kim, for calling in. Remember, download a copy of that read, and actually thank you very much for calling in here today.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
You too.
Okay, so before we go to anything else, let's play our next song. And again, you need to let us know in the chat room, is it Mike or is it Jonathan? It's as simple as that, everyone. Mike or Jonathan?
Made
enjoy.
A wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's all right. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced, misunderstood. Misknowing it's all good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, pretty. So mean when you talk about yourself, you were wrong. Change the voices in your head, make them laugh. Such a tired girl.
all scared, so I swallow the fear. The only thing I should be drinking is an ice cold beer. The fool in line, we try, try, try. We try so hard, it's a waste of my time. Looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, we do it all the time. Why do I do that? Why do we do that? Why do I... Yeah! You're perfect, oh, you're perfect to me, yeah, oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're nothing. You are perfect to me.
Emily Sanders singing perfect there. I've done something in the studio that's better. Better now. Okay, so we sent another challenge out to you in the chat room. I know Anne Sapphire had it right. Richard the Plumber had it right. Teresa the Sister, she had it right. Even Molly had it right. And everyone in the chat room, my God, they must know me, Jonathan. That's all I got to say is because they all had it right.
Everybody had it right.
It's my song.
Miles and everybody, ping.
Yeah, ping for everyone. But, you know, I must say, even though, you know, we are having a bit of a laugh and a joke tonight, you know, there is, we must remember that the sensitivity of the spirit world coming close to us.
Indeed, Mike. Yeah.
The job we do. And you know, I kind of look at this job that we do for the spirit world and say, you know, we take on a big commitment.
To absolutely massive commitment.
Because for every time I say I have a lady or a gentleman in the spirit world, it's my job to prove the continuation of the life after the death of our physical body. And, you know, we have to be serious in what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have to have a certain amount of decorum in what we're doing because it's, you know, we have to try and, because I think, Jonathan, I hope you're going to agree with me here with this, because, you know, when we are working, and just say it's the first time for you to even to listen into the radio, first time to come and watch me, you, or even Anne, or any of us in a live demonstration.
Yeah.
To me, we are the shop windows for spiritualism. This is what spiritualism is about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's something that I'm so passionate about.
Yeah.
I love dearly, and it's a hard journey. And I'll be honest with you. And you know, we were just talking off here why it's a hard journey, and it is. That's a whole different show, mind.
that relates to the comment earlier about ex-wives.
It's a whole different show.
I will add in Mike's case, not mine.
Rub it in, Jonathan. You'll be having 1 week to backs in the morning.
We can do another show on ex-girlfriends for me.
Down to half a week of backs. Because if we went on mine... No. No, but it is a very serious job we do, isn't it? You know, and it is a very rewarding job in so many ways, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, there's not financially, you know. Financially, we may get by. And that's all it is, we'll get by.
We're always provided for.
Definitely, yeah. You know. But for me, it's the... The energy the spirit world comes through with, it's such an amazing power, such an amazing gift to have. I just love every single second of it. Now, within saying that, Jonathan, it's serious. We can also enjoy it, can't we?
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing tonight.
Yeah, indeed.
And in fact, that's the challenge you've thrown to me tonight, isn't it?
I did indeed.
I need to alter a few things here in the studio. Now, doesn't that sound a lot better? Let's ask him in the chat room. Does that sound better in the chat room too? Nobody's answering me. Does the sound quality sound better? And I'm asking you all in the chat room to reply. Do you hear that song? Yeah, this is the song. We're going to do that in a minute.
We are going to do it.
Okay, so it sounds better. Okay. Oh my God, here we go. Can't believe we're going to be doing this again. I thought my singing days were over. But... apparently it's not, because Jonathan Brown sends me a challenge.
Challenge so, time.
Here we go. I do apologize if we've got a few adverts, but you know, I'll try and mute that a minute because it doesn't sound good. Okay, so
you're gonna go first, Mike?
No, we're gonna do it together.
Okay.
You ready?
At the same time.
Come on in.
I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
I think Richard's coming with his much wish.
How many times do I have to tell you, even when you cry and you're beautiful too, the world is beating you down, I'm around. Through every mood, you're my downfall, you're my muse, worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. Can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. Head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me. I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning, 'cause I give you all of me, you give me all of you, whoa, you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts. Risking it all, though it's hard. 'Cause all of me loves all of you.
Love your curves
and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me. You give me all of you. Oh.
Hey! There we go.
I think that was absolutely dreadful.
Oh, it was.
It was. I think it was people. I dread to see what they say.
And
the
Mike, you forgot to say, now, if you all want to listen back for your amusement, you can find a copy of this show in the archives.
Mike Spirit, Evan, got talent. Rihanna, please, please, please. I want to bang my head on the table. I want to bang my head against the wall. Jonathan, you've got it off. He's inviting you. Fair play. I couldn't do anything.
Cheers, Mike.
Well, Kimberly say not bad for construction workers. Kimberly, you are right. I am a construction worker. You loved it. Well, I tell you what, if you loved it that much, how about, hot off the press, Jonathan's going to hate this, right? But because I'm in control, and I can do whatever I want. I can't think of the song, but, you know, I'll get it now in a minute. Jonathan, stop talking about it. Well, let's finish doing your biscuits first.
Okay, I'll inform everyone what I'm up to whilst Mike's having a moment of madness. If people want to get hold of me, got a website which is www.jonathan-brown-medium.co.uk. It's a bit outdated. I've got the new one on the way. You'll find me on Facebook. There's a few accounts there, Jonathan Brown Spiritualist Medium, as well as Twitter. What I'm up to the rest of this year, it's very much on my Facebook. Back to Spain, France, various other things. I've got a book coming out at the end of the year, Mike, which is...
Perfect. What is it called?
Me and You Singing Together. No, it's called...
can you imagine that one?
It's called Out of the Darkness and Into the Light, My Story by Jonathan Brown.
Okay, so let's do this one. Okay, let's do this one. Are you ready? Because you had me on the last one, really. You foxed me, didn't you? Because I knew it, but I didn't know it that well.
Okay.
And it was a few high, but the wee hoo bits in there, and I couldn't get them. So let's hope everybody enjoyed this one.
Okay.
When it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go,
only know
you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go,
and you let her go.
At the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. Dreams come slow, they go fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch, oh, it dies.
But you only need the
light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Only know you're
high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast.
Well, you
see her when you fall asleep, never to touch and never to keep. Love her too much and you dive too deep. Need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh no. Let her go. Oh no. But you let her go. Don't you like when it's burning low? Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Only know you've been high when you're feeling low.
Only hate the road when you're missing home. You only know you love her when you let her go.
And you let her go.
What do you think of that one, guys?
Hey!
Well, I do have to think what they think in the chat. Oh, are we going to do it again? No. I think that was bad. Look, I'm all laughing in there. I think my jaws are aching. Okay. Rihanna, what do you reckon? That was bad, wasn't it? Jonathan, you know, we're almost at the end of the show. It's been amazing having you in. I know we've lost all our callers. That's one thing for sure. I bet they were deafened. Can you imagine being on the old on the phone line and we're screaming, and you let her go? Dreadful. that's okay. That's fine. You know, because we are at the end of the show, Jonathan. I know that you said about they can get a hold of you at Jonathan.
www.jonathan-brown-medium.co.uk, but you'll get me better at the Facebook accounts. I do have an English secretary, and anybody wanting private readings or for events, social functions, things like that, please call 07940504188.
Okay, and you can catch hold of me as ever on Facebook on Mike Davis Medium, and you can catch me on my brand new website, which is mikedavismedium.co.uk. All is left for me to say is, well, come and join us at Port Talbot tomorrow night, £5 on the door. The information is at my Facebook page, on Jonathan's Facebook page.
And we promise no singing.
No singing. And come and join us at Merthyr Soda Theatre on Tuesday night. Again, all that information is on my Facebook page and Jonathan's Facebook page. Remember, if you do want to read in with myself or Jonathan tomorrow or even Wednesday, then drop me a mail at mikespirit15@AOL.com. All is there for me to say is good night, good day, wherever you are.
90 seconds. Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging on to his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.